Listening Exam 8, Part 1. Extract 0. Example.
Well, starting out isn't easy, and there's no point in saying it is. It's hard work. All new writers find it hard to cope with the amount of work involved. It's all too easy to leave things to the last minute and end up missing a deadline. It really takes discipline to sit down and produce a certain amount of material each day. But that's the secret, really. Little and often. If you don't get this bit right, then it'll be a hard uphill struggle to get your book finished.
Extract 1.
When I started writing, one of the most difficult things was managing my time. I'd get loads of ideas flashing through my mind and think to myself, "Wow, this is such an awesome storyline. Nobody's ever written anything like this before." And that was the problem, really. I had no control over my thoughts. I used to sit in the little home office I had, which looked out over the river, and I'd get totally distracted by everything going on out there. So, my one tip would be that when you do sit down to write, choose a place which has no view whatsoever, maybe just a brick wall, and then you'll be able to get on with it. It doesn't hurt to keep track of how many words you write in a day, too.
Extract 2.
Well, it's often the case that someone who's been reading stories for a long time decides to have a go at writing them themselves. And they often think along the lines of, well, how hard can this be? I'm sure I could do just as well, if not better. The thing is that people starting out believe that they've got to make their writing as complicated as possible to be better. You know, use lots of big words, long sentences and so on. That's actually not very original at all. The main thing is to get your message across in a way that people will understand. And that goes for a science fiction story as much as a personal narrative.
Extract 3.
It's hard to give advice to young people because they might well want to be different and think they don't actually need advice. All I would say to them is that knowing exactly what you're going to focus on is important. And not only that, actually, you also need to know the subject, whatever it is, inside out. Otherwise, how can you write about it? Take my latest book, for example. I knew it had to feature a parrot, but I knew absolutely nothing about these birds, so I had to spend a fair bit of time at my friend's house learning about them. She's got two, you see. If you've done the hard work, then the writing itself will all fall into place. The language will just flow.
Extract 4.
The remains of a woman found in Ethiopia by scientific researchers may shed new light on our human ancestry. The woman, who was named Ardi by the research team, probably lived around 4 million years ago. She walked on two legs, but was also good at climbing trees. Researchers were excited by the findings, as Ardi was probably one of the first of our human family tree to walk in an upright position, which was critical to our evolution.
Extract 5.
Football. And Liverpool beat Leeds United 1-0 to go through to the fourth round of the Carling Cup. Liverpool, who have been playing well this season, struggled against a talented Leeds team until David Ngoe finally got the winning goal. Liverpool trainer Rafa Benitez recognised that Leeds had played a good game and that radical changes to the Liverpool team lineup had caused a few problems at the start of the game.
Extract 6.
All eyes have been on the London Fashion Week recently, but another similar event taking place shortly after has also been a great success. The 10th Indian Fashion Week was staged in Mumbai with a 5-day show of real extravagance from prominent designers such as the elegant Gauri and Nainika to the more traditional looks of Rakesh Agarwal. The event has really started to put Indian fashion on the international map.